Next year's calendars are here, and everybody in this chapel to see Father Abbott, they're the usual $6. I encourage you again, everyone, not just to read, but to study the bulletins. And I even strongly encourage the children to do the same thing. I know it might be a little above them sometimes, but they will get something out of it, you young ones. But Jesus, knowing their wickedness, said, "Why do you test me, you hypocrites?" In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. My good people, imagine ourselves, yourselves, standing before the judgment seat of God and hearing those words, those awful words. I dare say that the average one of us who think we are somewhat holy and think we are striving after all the right things and doing all the Catholic things, I think we would be shocked to hear those words. Why me? What have I done? But my good people, there is one thing, in one way is very big, and we know about it, but I think we get lost in the bigness of it, and we don't realize that there is a subtle side to it also. And it's the subtleness of it that traps us. And that is pride. We see the Pharisee in the temple praying, "Look at me, how good I am." And we see that pride. And we try to avoid that kind of pride. But we need to look inside ourselves and look for the subtle aspect of pride, the pride that doesn't jump out at us. As the old saying goes, a person can even be proud in his humility. We must ask ourselves what motivates us in the various things and whatever that we do. When we spend hours in church, are we doing it solely out of love for God? Or are we being slightly maybe motivated by a little bit of pride, so people would accidentally, on purpose, notice how holy I am? When we take interest in other people around us, and we maybe become even a little bit of a busybody in other people's affairs, is it not maybe because we think we're just a little bit better, and that our way of doing things and thinking about things is a little bit better? Our Lord had something to say about those of us who went after the speck in his brother's eye while ignoring the mote, the beam, rather, in our own eyes. Which one of us doesn't have a full-time job, just straightening our own selves out and going after our own faults and going after the least little tiniest speck of pride. It's, I don't like to use the word awesome, but I'm using it in a slightly different way. But it's awesome sometimes to sit back and examine ourselves and really dig in to where it hurts. And the awesomeness comes when we realize how much pride there really is that's motivating us, that's driving us. It's that subtle pride that keeps us from following the advice of our confessors and our priests. It's that subtle pride that keeps us from taking full advantage of the sermons we hear, of the things spiritual that we read and study. Because I'm afraid deep down in most of us, there's this little grain, oh, I already know all that, or I don't need this, it's not for me, it's for my neighbor. My good people, if you look at the lives of the saints as a whole, the closer they got to God, the more holy they became, the more fault they found with themselves. The reason is simple. The closer you get to the source of light, the better you see. The closer you get to the source of all perfection, the more imperfect you see yourself. My good people, I cannot emphasize enough the importance of understanding, of being aware of and grasping the necessity of rooting out the least speck of pride. We must be humble enough to go to our confessor or our priest. After all, you have chose our confessor or your confessor. So when he gives you advice, why not follow it? Even when it doesn't make sense to you. Even if you think your way is better. Even if circumstances prove your way to be better. But my good people, the physical isn't at stake, it's the spiritual. And we forget to see the spiritual side of everything. So when we follow the advice of our confessors or the spiritual writers, the reliable ones, we are following the Word of God. But we have to see it that way. We can't see the sinner that's talking to you or talking to us. We have to see God underneath the body of that sinner. If we could only understand the importance of the spiritual aspect of our lives and concentrate on that, the physical will take care of itself. Our Lord Himself in so many different words and indications, says, if we take care of his heart and his interests, he will take care of us and our interests. But again, it's that subtle pride that keeps us from totally letting go and saying, I know he knows what he's doing, but. And one other aspect of pride I want to touch on is the other extreme, that all pride is wrong or bad. There is a good, a necessary pride. The kind of pride that makes us give our best to God, to do our best for our neighbor, not for our sake, but for the glory of God. Whatever talents or gifts we may be blessed with, it's not pride to use those gifts for God's glory, as long as we understand that the gifts are from Him and we're giving them back to Him. But to sit on our talents and not use them is depriving God of His own gifts. So my good people, I beg each of you, each of us, to take time out of our busy days and go after the wrong kind of pride, the subtle pride that trips us up all the time and we don't even know it. So we don't hear these awful words. Why do you test me, you hypocrites? Instead, that we may hear the words, come to me, my beloved. May God bless us all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.